Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode is definitively brought to you by Loot Crate.
I'm sorry, what?
Definitively.
No, keep going.
Brought to you,
yes.
The listener.
Yes.
By Loot Crate.
By whom?
Loot Crate.
Thank you! Lootcrate.com
/weeklyplanet. We'll talk about it more later.
Yeah, let's do it.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News. Shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason. It's hard to do that with different inflection, I just realised.
Yep. And also, you were immediately thrown by the fact that your dog is smacking its lips together. I noticed you're like, welcome to the... And you're just... I saw a vine this week. And it's a pig.
Right.
It's like a happy pig and he's just chomping.
just chomping
just
away.
Randomly chomping. He's just like...
I thought you were going to say, I saw a vine this week when I checked out Tarzan at the theatre.
No, absolutely not. Now, last week we said, should we talk about Game of Thrones Season 6?
Or Tarzan.
Or Tarzan, the new Tarzan movie. And I said, I will only... Look, we assume that popular opinion will be for Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But we'll do Tarzan if people have said... I've seen them both and Tarzan's better.
Yeah.
Some people did. They were clearly lying.
I got a lot of tweets where I just saw Tarzan and it's better than season 6 of Game of Thrones. Like suspiciously large amount all worded exactly like that.
Oh, you think it's a bot.
Something's afoot. I don't know what it is.
You think it's at Tarzan it probably the movie, the Twitter feed, and they've just put out a whole bunch of bots.
Exactly.
They've picked up on it and they're like, why is this trending? What's happening? All right, I guess we just pretend it's better than Game of Thrones. Here we go.
Do you think, is this really the, because it didn't do super well, critically or commercially.
Yeah.
Do you think, I think, what's that one called? The one where all the people try to kill each other once a year.
Oh, The Purge.
The Purge, which has a super low budget, is going to do better.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the demographics cross over.
No, but I'm saying, but Tarzan will be under like Finding Dory and a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think this is the nail in the coffin for your John Carter's, your Tarzan, the Phantom? You know, you always say, why do you make them? What are you doing? Do you think this is definitively it?
Look, I think it is, but I don't think it'll stop them trying. Because if they already have the licenses.
Yeah.
Like if you can acquire
is
the...
Tarzan, I think anyone can do Tarzan though, because this one's, it might be Warner Brothers. I don't know that for a fact. But Disney did one. I think as anybody can do a Tarzan. There was an animated one like 2 years ago, like a CG one.
Yeah.
Maybe there was Greystoke in the 80s, and then there was one like 2 years before that.
Yeah.
One had Bo Derek. I don't remember which
Tarzan
one.
Tarzan Babies.
Mm. Christopher Lambert was Tarzan once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was in Greystoke.
Oh, that's true, he was.
Yeah.
Look, I think, first of all, on the Christopher Lambert note, I just recently watched Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance again.
Is he in that?
Yeah, he's in that. He's a monk. He's a monk with a tattooed face. Anyway, I was just going to say, still holds up. If you're completely turned off the Ghost Rider franchise because the first one, second one's really fun.
I've never seen it.
It's real good.
Well, it's the guys who did Crank, wasn't it?
Ooh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
But it might not be.
No way of knowing. Second thought, I think that maybe, like... The Tarzan franchise, I think, is maybe only powered by like movie executives' egos.
Right.
Like they're in the club, like they're in their clubhouse or whatever, and somebody's like, you know, I released the latest Tarzan and it just sank without a trace. And somebody's like, you're an idiot. Anyone could make a Tarzan movie, make a profit. And then they go out and they make their own version of Tarzan and they're like, oh.
I thought it would be like a competition who could lose the least amount of money because they've never been a win. It's like, well, you lost $80 million on that one. That's pretty good, Darren. Well done, Darren Warner Brothers.
Oh.
What do you got there, Mason? What? It looks like an interesting thing.
Oh, I got my loot crate here.
Fantastic.
I've been waiting for this for a really long time. Because well, we get them like a couple of weeks.
We have to sit on them.
We have to sit on them because, I mean, they send it to us with enough time that we can do the ad.
Yeah.
But then...
We've got ad specific weeks, so we have to wait until...
Until it's time to do it. And so it just sits there mocking me.
Well, they also sent us the gaming box as well, because we should mention they have a few.
Yeah.
And there's like a premium one as well that I really want to check out.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the people of Loot Crate should send us one.
Sure.
But I'm saying I'd love to check one out myself, personally, to get one. I mean, to purchase. This isn't me asking for free stuff. I feel weird getting free stuff. It's weird, right?
Well, look, I'm going to ask for free stuff. Loot Crate, if you're listening, I would like the level up box with the clothes in it, the apparel items.
Okay, then.
There you go. We're two sides of the same coin.
In a way.
Anyway, if we're going to talk about the news, I'm going to crack this baby open.
Okay, well, I'll start while you're doing that.
Okay.
So Roland Emmerich has signed on for his next project after Independence Day.
Is it Independence Day 3?
No.
Are they making the franchise? Are they trying to do
it? It's called Moonfall. And it's based off original script by himself and two others. What do you think Moonfall might be about, Mason?
Oh, is the moon going to fall into the earth?
Yes,
God, I can't think of anything worse.
It's likened to a combination of 2012 and Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters and follows an unlikely band of misfits who must unite to save humanity when the moon falls out of orbit and hurtles towards the earth. Now, that to you, does that sound more 2012 or more Close Encounters? Which of those two do you think...
It seems more towards Independence Day 2 if they thought about it for even a second.
Oh, okay,
The way you defeat humanity in Independence Day 2 is if you had a spaceship that was 3,000 miles long, you just drop it on the Earth and literally everyone would die and then you could just cut to the core. Has everybody seen Independence Day 2 yet? I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, the point is that they want to drill into the Earth's core and steal all the magma or whatever.
Yeah.
Just kill everybody by dropping a spaceship on us.
That's right.
We'd all die...
You could just, if you could clunk that spaceship into the side of the moon, though, and just kind of, like you'd play pool, just pocket it into the earth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even need to use the spaceship. What's the first item, Mason?
We've got some, this is the dystopian edition.
Yeah.
This is my jam, man. We got a little Fallout man.
Oh, cool,
Fallout vinyl collectible man. He's in his little power suit. We got a Hulk last time.
We did, but that was a different one. That was a
Q-fig.
That was really cool, that one.
Yeah, but we got it's a Dorbs, this one.
A Dorbs. Good stuff.
All right, on with your news.
Okay.
Anyway, that sounds like garbage. Roland Emmerich, stop making garbage. I know you never will.
Sam Jackson has said in an interview that Mace Windu isn't dead and in his mind, and George Lucas also agrees with him, bearing in mind that neither of these people have any hand in Star Wars anymore.
Exactly. And also, maybe you guys have forgotten because you're too busy up in your ivory towers counting your money, but Star Wars happened a long time ago. So they're all dead.
They're all dead. That's right.
Unless Mace Windu's turned evil and his power of...
He's Snoke.
Oh, there we go. Then he's back, baby.
Snoke's got hands, though. So if you remember definitively, Mace Windu was going to kill the Emperor.
Yes.
And then Anakin cut off his hand and the Emperor threw him out the window. I'm sure no one's ever made that joke before.
What if they haven't, though?
Oh, if I'm
every
the first?
Once in a while, you got to tweet it now. You got to tweet it right now.
I got to get on that, don't I?
Yeah, no, do this podcast.
But you know what? If there were four prequels, there's a chance that they could bring him back because Jedi have survived worse than that. Anakin Skywalker, you know, he got arms and legs cut off, rolling a fire. He even jumped out of a speeding.
Oh, I remember.
He jumped out of a speeding flying car and onto another car. He fell like 200 feet. Do you remember that one? So
that was pre him falling into the fire.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying he...
And if you remember, all Jedi, like, they land on their hands. So Windu's in a lot of trouble. He can't
land on a hand in a stump, can you?
Exactly.
Look, you know what? You know what I would like to see?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
I know, right?
I would like to see? If they were to bring him back, you could do a one-off comic where he's in the underground Like he's in the Coruscant like sewers, and they send Darth Vader after him.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
I don't think it would. I don't think it has to be a movie, or we have to see it live action, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe even in
wait.
A TV
so
show.
Is he trapped in the sewers?
No, I'm saying if he was alive. Like,
how long's he been in the sewers?
This is a thing I'm making up.
I know, and I'm picking holes in it.
He's eating space
rats.
So
don't take this to Lucas and look like a fool in front of him. All right.
Okay. When they call
me, so he's just been flapping about in the sewers.
Yeah,
with
they're
no
like,
hands.
We're all out of ideas. We're all out of Star Wars.
Oh, okay, great.
What do you got for us? And I'll be like, Mace Windu eating rats chased by Darth Vader.
Oh yeah, Womp rats. Sewer?
Yeah, Womp rats.
Oh, you could eat.
They're
could
too
eat.
Big though. The size of a T-16, mate. They're pretty.
No, they're not
hard.
Much bigger than 2 meters.
That's true.
So you could eat for it. You could eat like a king in the sewers. Eat a Womp rat. Matrix 300-piece puzzle.
Sweet. I'm which excited. Wait? Which Matrix movie?
The Matrix. Okay, so good. Make a sequel to that. What are you doing? Not you, but I mean, if you're pitching movies.
Make a Matrix sequel.
Yeah, do a sequel. Do another one.
Retcon? Like, or just continue it, but do
I
a good one.
I just continue it. I've been thinking about it the other day. I kind of would like to see, like, if you did one, say, set, if you did one that was released in, say, 2017, would you set it in 2017? Like, would you assume that the Matrix society's moved on, or would it still be set in 1999?
It depends if they reset it or not, or if they got everybody out of the Matrix. They wouldn't have. I mean, they said there was an uneasy truce.
Yeah.
So who knows?
How is that going to last? Also, is the Matrix Online in continuity?
No. Is Enter the Matrix Online with Jada Pinkett Smith in continuity? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Mm. It was filmed side by side. James Cameron also had some things to say about Star Wars.
Oh yes.
He said that.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah,
The Star Wars films, the George Lucas ones, including the prequels, had more kind of visual imagination than The Force Awakens. Now, I can see where he's coming from, because a lot of the visuals in The Force Awakens was derivative. Like a lot of the creature designs and the aesthetics of the spaceships and whatever. But come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, and also, this is the same James Cameron that was really super on board with Terminator Genesis.
He heavily endorsed
it. Endorsed.
I think he only watched the first 15 minutes, which was kind of a rehash of his one with a little bit of a twist.
Speaking of James Cameron.
Oh.
Terminator print. Terminator skull print.
Dun, dun,
metal
dun,
print.
Dun, dun. Is that right? Is that the music? Dun, 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 dun. That's Terminator, isn't
it? You've gotten that very wrong, and it's upsetting when you did that.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm going to put this up on my wall.
In your wall. Good. In your wall or on your wall? What's that, tin?
Yeah, it's a tin.
Good stuff. But it's calling something derivative when also Avatar.
Yeah, right?
I know a lot of people love Avatar, and I don't hate it. I don't like it too much. But that's derivative of, like, there's mechs from Aliens in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Fern Gully. It's Fern Gully. It's Dances with Wolves. You know what I mean? It's a whole bunch of stuff kind of going on.
The Smurfs.
On. It's the Smurfs. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah.
I just think it's a bit rich. They probably just said, what do you think of episode 7? And he just went, yeah, I thought some of it was derivative. It's probably been blown out of proportion. Mm. Concept artist Ian McCaig, who's a Star Wars concept artist. He said that he's read the Han Solo
movie
script. And he said it's the best script that he's ever read. He laughed. He cried. He did all the things you should do when reading a good script. You're in for a treat.
I should point out I have bipolar disorder, but I laughed and then I cried and then I laughed again and cried. Oh, I was on a rooftop.
Yeah.
But he's not like a professional script.
Well, that's exactly right. The thing is, it's not bad news.
Right.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, if he read it and was like, ugh, then maybe that, you know what I mean? It's just, he liked it. That's great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can't really complain. I'm not super looking forward to the Han Solo movie. But,
it's fun to say though, isn't it?
It is. But you know what? If it's good, it's good, mate. That's better a good one than a bad one, I say.
Yeah.
What's the t-shirt this month?
Oh,
that's great.
Right?
Robot Cop.
It's our favorite Robot Cop. Oh, it's a good one.
That's a cool design.
Now that is a good print. Oh, it's original flavor RoboCop.
Yeah.
It's very good. Might bloody wear that tomorrow.
You can't wear it tomorrow.
But
it's Independence Day. It's unpatriotic.
That's a good... No, RoboCop's bloody the most... There's a statue of him in Detroit. It's made of bronze.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, he's the most...
I'm trying to think if there's a more American robot.
He represents American ingenuity.
He represents the car industry, doesn't he?
He represents somebody being riddled with bullets.
I think Johnny Five is more an American robot.
No.
You don't think so?
No. What does he do that's American?
He does catchphrases. That's
pretty American. Yeah.
Is there a more... I was going to say Terminator's obviously not.
Yeah.
Because he's got an accent.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right out.
Yeah.
Right out.
All right. Did you catch those Spider-Man set photos?
Yes, I did.
So Spider-Man's on the streets.
Got a little backpack on.
Got a little backpack. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently a lot of the Spider-Man Homecoming, or a section of it at least, will be set in Washington on a field trip.
Okay.
So it's interesting to take Spider-Man outside of New York for the first time in 15 years since we've been getting them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
What Washington-themed villains is he going to fight? Flag Smasher.
The Lincoln Ape from Planet of the Apes.
Yep. It's going to come to life. I can't think of any.
Nuke.
He could fight Nuke.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Great.
Yeah, he's turned up in Jessica Jones. Also, those pictures, they look pretty good. It's one of those things where he's wearing the suit.
Yep.
But you can cut, like, the mask doesn't fit him completely.
Yep.
Like, I think it's like they probably did with Civil War and what they did with the Black Panther suit.
Yes.
You wear the suit for kind of visual reference,
yeah,
and then they just kind of put the CGI over the top. Because a lot of time, you know, they'll wear like the Iron Man shell, and then they'll just completely.
Which they can do with any, like they can do fine detail stuff. They can do anything.
Oh, it's crazy now. Like, yeah,
just they can change, like they can change expressions now. And
yeah,
just why even have actors at all?
That's right. Yeah. One of the first things they did that was when one of the first publicized ones was Jennifer Connelly has a single tear. At the end of Blood Diamond, when she's stalking Leonardo DiCaprio's like, I'm in South Africa, or whatever, as he's dying, spoiler alert, because he got the Blood Diamond, but he realized...
But remember what they always say, bling bang, that's what he says, right? And then he turns to the camera and he winks, and they added that wink in.
They CGI did, yeah. Because he couldn't wink, he can only blink.
He can only blink, Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah.
Little known fact.
Mm.
So yeah, it's good to see Spider-Man underway. We're getting that sometime next year, can't remember when, but... for the first time in a long time, it's good to be looking forward to a Spider-Man movie.
Right.
Unless it's, you know, it still could turn out terribly.
I feel I had always been looking forward to Spider-Man movies. I just knew they were all going to be bad. One and two are right.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Underworld?
The 80s/90s techno band?
Yes.
Under the Radar?
Yes.
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, you mean the movies?
Well, no, I was going to say, conversely, are you also a fan of Underworld, the movie series?
They've never had a feud with the Fun Loving Criminals.
Is that made
yeah,
a feud?
Yeah, they got into a fist fight in Australia one time.
Really?
Yeah, Underworld and the Fun Loving Criminals.
Who won that?
I believe the Fun Loving Criminals did.
Well, they've got a rep, don't they?
They've got a rep, exactly.
So, Underworld Blood Wars has been moved from October 14th, 2016 of this year, obviously, to January 6th, 2017, which is the toilet of movie release.
It was the toilet of movie release, but January's
still...
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can't get in for Oscar season.
That's true.
There's no big releases. Like, Star Wars will still be residually kind of making money, I assume. Not like Force Awakens money, but, you know, the Rogue One will still be doing all right.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's not... It's where you kind of release your, I don't know, your taken threes and your bloody whatever. Yeah. Blood
Things
Wars.
Are going to change, though, because it's just kind of...
I think it's slowly changing. But this isn't the one to be like, Underworld, you know... Blood War. I had to read to see what it was. I don't know what Blood Wars like breaks January box office records.
Right.
Like this isn't going to be it.
Yeah.
Like if they release like Kingsman.
Yeah, this isn't the one that's going to turn the trend around.
And I'm not saying it's even going to be bad. It'll probably be as good as all the other ones.
Yeah.
Which is to say that they're fine. And they're more kind of, I don't know, I feel like, is this kind of thing like had its day? Because Underworld's kind of like, it's a kind of a Crow kind of knockoff.
Yeah.
Not exactly,
right,
but it's like that era of like, Daredevil Blade and like Blade and all those kind of things. And
it's just all the coolest things they could think of distilled into one thing, which ultimately was not cool in any way. Mostly because of Scott Speedman.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
Come on, cut him some slack. He was in Felicity, probably.
Yeah, it's true.
He was pretty good in that, probably.
Yeah.
What's that? Anything else in the box?
Oh, there's a couple of things. Well, we've got our Looked Pin.
Very good.
Which is a little atomic bomb, and that apparently you get, you go to the, you can download some DLC, some wallpaper, some bloody ringtones for your phone, some Fallout themed ringtones. Also, there's a little, did you ever play Bioshock Infinite?
Yeah, it's really good. I didn't finish it. They're actually re-releasing they're remastering and re-releasing it. So.
What we got here is we've got a Bioshock Infinite key blank. right?
I don't remember what that is.
Well, it's not. I mean, it's got on one side, it's got the bird and the cage.
Ah!
Which I won't spoil for what that means if you haven't played the game. Okay. Bird on one side, but it's a key blank, so basically you can just, you can like use it as a pendant, or you could like bloody just get your house key cut into it.
Is that one of those things you can spin it and then the bird looks like it's in the cage?
Let me do it.
You're not spinning it very fast.
No, as fast as it gets in a packet, man.
You're in a packet.
Look, probably. Almost certainly. Almost certainly that would work.
That would amuse a small child.
If none of this convinced you to sign up for Loot Crate,
get
so
out of
far,
here.
Then probably being able to spin this.
We'll do it. Well, let's bloody do our bloody Loot Crate. Loot Crate, sorry.
Yep.
We'll let people know how they can go about getting that. It's a monthly subscription box. Everybody
Ed 209's on it.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Stuff's, I mean,
he's
on
not,
fire.
He's not actually a good, like, he's bad. He's a bad robot, but yeah. I like the...
Lewis?
Oh, the partner. Yeah,
she's in it. This is pre-Robocop 3, then.
That's true.
Bloody dirt. Anyway. Yeah,
come on, man. Don't spoil Robocop 3.
Sorry.
Anyway, so it's a monthly subscription box for Epic Geek and Gamer items. For less than $20 a month, you get 6 to 8 items. Again, they've written 68.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You don't get 68. We've established that would be worse.
Right.
Because they'd be little and crap. That include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific. Don't know when that is specifically, because we're not in that time zone.
All right. You can figure it out with technology.
Yeah, I'm sure
Google
could.
Knows everything at this point.
Yeah, to receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So if you head over to lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet, and if you enter the code weeklyplanet, one word, you save bloody $3 on any subscription.
Nice.
The next box is futuristic. So July's crate is packed with some items such as, and what have we got here? Rick and Morty.
That's, I
great.
Hear, that's, yep, I knew
Futurama,
that was coming.
Futurama, great. Yeah. Star Trek, sometimes great, depending on the era and the series and the movie.
Not Enterprise.
Mega Man, great.
Mm-hmm.
Valiant Comics, great.
Oh, yeah.
And the Star Trek, it says Star Trek twice, but including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly free tea.
Oh, there's some Valiant Comics that are set in the year 4000.
Is that true?
From them.
What do you think happens in the year 4000? Presuming that we're not all dead.
Oh, hovercars.
Oh, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, good, right? Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. Are you excited about Jared Leto potentially being in... Did I say the thing?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Promo code Weekly Planet, good. Yeah, because you know, sometimes I forget.
And now the Loot Crate has been unboxed. Dog, to me! Quickly! Dog, over here!
Wow, she's so asleep.
Yeah. No, don't disturb her. It's fine.
Right? Sometimes it's nice to check if your dog's not dead.
Absolutely.
I mean, she shouldn't be.
No.
But so you don't know.
Nothing would lead you to believe that she might be dead. Sure, yeah.
So Jared Leto apparently popped into London just for the day. He was 20 miles from where they're filming Justice League, and then he buggered on back home.
Huh.
People are like, was he popping in for a pint? Probably not, because he's got pretty good abs.
What about a bag of chips?
A bag of Chris?
What they say. Chris, maybe he was there reporting
vinegar.
On the Brexit.
He may have been.
Maybe he was having a lager.
So he was then spotted like back in LA like later that day.
Oh.
So this is leading people to believe, is he having a Justice League cameo?
Yeah.
Arkham Knight. Arkham, do you reckon he'll be featured in Justice League? Because Lex Luthor's also said to be in it, and he's also in, and he's being sent to Arkham. I don't remember what they said that the original cut of Batman Superman, but in the Ultimate cut, which I'm going to talk about in What We're Reading.
Great.
We'll bloody get
Cannot
around to
wait.
It. People want to know our opinions.
Mm.
And so we'll get to that, won't we?
Mm.
But yeah, do you think it'd be a good idea to get bloody the Joker in there in some...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In what capacity? I mean, what do you do if he's there for...
Well, I mean, I say that now, but I want to see if Suicide Squad's good first.
Right. Mm.
Or his portrayal in it. He looks pretty good.
I think I'm not a huge fan of all the design stuff, but I think he'll do a good job.
Yeah, chuck him in. Why not?
Get him a go.
Uh-huh.
Give him a bloody red hot go.
And I mean, have we ever had a live action Lex Luthor team up with a live action The Joker?
I don't believe so.
I don't think
so,
we have. No. So that'd be good.
We'll think of the
or
Lex
bad.
Luthor. Yeah, we'll think of the Lex Luthors that we've had.
Lex Losers, more like.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
Gene
about.
Gene Hackman.
More like
Lex
Gene
Loser.
Hackman.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk about Lex Luthor.
Okay, that's right.
Well.
Great.
Look. Like we said, we gave the choice of Game of Thrones and Tarzan.
It wasn't a real choice.
No. And a lot of people said, you know, I don't care about Game of Thrones, but a lot of people, well on board.
Yeah.
So for some of you, great. For some others,
Not as great. Not so great, because I had to watch 10 episodes of Game of Thrones.
What I cannot understand is why you do not care about Game of Thrones.
Because...
Is it the lack of magic? I know you've said that before.
There's not enough magic, certainly, but it's a cruel universe.
Yes.
It's so upsetting. Like, you never... Like, okay, so here's the thing. I went into this season... Oh, by the way, spoilers for this.
Yeah, look, you've either seen it or you don't care.
You haven't, yet. Yeah. My one wish going into this season was to see something really horrible happen to Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah.
So expectations exceeded.
Yes, right.
I feel so. Everything else is gravy to this point. But like, it's never you never go into a season of this and go, okay, this is gradually leading to the good guys,
right?
Like coming out of this, you know, this darkness or whatever.
Sure.
Like you get some sweet revenge on a man being eaten by his own dogs.
Yeah.
And then every other good character, something horrible happens to them.
Yeah, but I would say of all the seasons, this is the most satisfying in terms of good guys winning.
Yeah, okay.
As much as you can win in this
universe.
Right,
no, that's probably true, yeah.
Because I thought the way we could do this, by the way, is I've just listed all the kind of big moments.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, what happened episode one? What happened? Or just like, you know what I mean? We just bloody bang through it that way.
Overall.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about, like when Netflix releases a Jessica Jones or a Daredevil or something like that,
yes. We
will often say, well, we'll discuss, could they have taken the 13 episodes and compacted them down to 10?
Right.
I kind of feel like this season, this 10 episode season could have been cut down quite a bit.
See, I thought of all the seasons,
yeah. This
is the one that felt the least stretched out.
Because
it wasn't, because this is the first season off book.
That's true, yeah.
Which means the previous seasons have roughly been,
yeah. You
have to kind of be at... Not always. Like there is variation, but they have to be at this point.
Maybe it's... I mean, it might be a function of me doing 10 episodes in like 2 days. Where I'm like, oh God, just...
You had 7 days, Mason.
Yeah, that's true. Like there's talking, and I'm like, oh God, just...
Just get to it, little
just
finger.
Blow up the Sparrow Hut or whatever. Just do it. We know what's going to happen.
So you were like, that's telegraphed pretty
early. No, actually I didn't say that. Not really.
Oh, really?
No,
okay. No. Yeah. Well, I think that's probably the... Well, that just happened, so maybe we'll talk about that towards the end.
Yeah.
The season kicks off where... Oh, by the way, were you like... I don't remember any of this or any of these people.
I mean, there were a few that were sort of... Because there were a few that I characters that I had to look up because they hadn't appeared in...
A few seasons.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
Benjen Stark.
Benjen didn't appear... Yeah. Ends appeared from season one, right? Mm. Yeah.
It's in like 3 episodes. Right,
yeah,
and then he disappears. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So as a casual viewer, if you're a massive fan, I think people, you know, that character reappearing, you'd be like, oh my God, what's happening? But
back.
I was like, this would be a good reveal if I knew who he was. Still.
Sure. Well, they teased.
Oh, his face is a little different now because he's a he's a white or something.
Well, they teased his reveal last season by that's how they tricked Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, your uncle's back.
Or that's
it,
right,
and then
yeah.
It was like, tricked, you've been stabbed. Maybe we should open on that.
Okay.
So the season ended with Jon Snow being stabbed.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Almost immediately, book readers in particular were like, he's not dead. Well, he's dead, mm-hmm. But he'll come back.
Yes.
Did you think he should have been dead for longer? Because it was like a season two, wake up at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Moment.
No, because I think...
Get on with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, get on with it, certainly. Also, again, this season did feel to me kind of like, because as I understand, they're going to do like 10 or 15 more episodes,
yeah.
And then it's it.
I think there might be a movie in somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll talk about
well,
that.
Well, it might be 10 episodes and then a movie.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because
yeah.
It might be, this felt kind of like the wagon circling around, like kind of everybody's building their...
Yeah.
Their armies and their forces.
Yes.
And then, and I was like, well...
Consolidating
if, yeah,
power.
If this doesn't happen at the end of this season, then... Next season, there's going to be some waffling, and then everybody's going to fight, and then
yes. Then
it's the finale. So,
right.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, all right, we know he's going to come back.
Get on with
it. It's fine.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because there is precedent in this universe.
Yeah,
not so much in the show.
Yeah, I think we talked about it last. There is a character who's
one guy who's come back. Oh, if you can sort of count the mountain, but that's like a different kind of.
Yeah, he's a zombie.
Back. Yeah,
he's a zombie. Mostly.
I don't like him much. Nice. He's a scary guy.
Yeah. We got the return of his brother as well, right?
We did. Oh, yeah. It was a big season for people coming back. We got Benjen Stark, who's Cold Hands, but Cold Hands might be someone different in the books. I haven't read the books, by the way. I read the first one, then I was like, you know what? I like the show better.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I could actually, I think I'm better visually. Because in the book, when I'm like, look, it's bloody blahs come back, and I'm like, who's he? What?
Yeah, right.
But if I see him, I'm like, I'm good with faces.
What if they made a picture book?
Oh, that would be
not
so
a comic
much
book,
easier.
But a picture
no,
book.
I want a picture book.
Oh, okay, sure.
But I've read there's a Dunkin' Egg. comic book which I've read.
Dunkin' Egg.
It's pretty good, man.
Who's Dunkin' Egg?
He's like a, he's one of the, he's from the old lineage, the Targaryen, and it's a hedge knight that
I know what you're talking about.
I've talked about it before.
We have, yeah.
That's
good.
It's pretty fun. What was I gonna say?
Yeah, he can't, so Jon Snow comes back and then they're like, and he's like, I'm leaving. I'm not hanging out by the wall anymore.
Well, his watch was done, technically.
Yeah, and then they're like, you swore an oath, and he's like, I was dead.
Fuck you.
Yeah. In fact, I feel that should now be his excuse for anything he doesn't want to do
anymore.
That's
right.
Be like, I was dead. Leave me alone. I'm not taking the bins out.
Can you do that forever, though?
No.
Because if you're a guy, see, in this world that we live in, you can be dead for minutes, not days or hours. Or, like, and someone can bring you back.
Mm.
That excuse only flies for like a year.
Yeah, probably, yeah. That's true, yeah.
You got to go back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, Benjen's back. The Hound, did you like the reveal?
Yeah.
He's a good character.
I think so,
He's good with an axe.
Yes.
Ian McShane. He actually got in some trouble with fans because he's like, I'm only in one episode, but I had a lot of fun and whatever. And fans are like, you spoiled it, Ian McShane.
Well, we should talk about, just.
But he was like, it's only tits and dragons. Shut up. Like, he didn't care. He's like, shut your mouth.
But that's like, again, spoiler culture.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy now.
Did you hear a lot of this stuff before?
No, well, I only...
You didn't have your ear to the ground, or if you heard it, you would have been like, that means nothing to me.
Correct, because oftentimes, in order to be spoiled on Twitter with Game of Thrones, for the most part, you have had to have seen the previous couple of episodes.
Right, right.
Because all people will tweet something like, oh my god, hashtag GOT.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, somebody was killed in the episode or whatever.
Right, right.
Right. Your brother... The one I like will only ever text you if some amazing event happened in an episode of Game of Thrones.
And he'll just be like, have you watched it? Yeah. So then I know
something big has happened.
But if I don't get a text, I'm like, oh, it's a nothing episode.
It's a nothing episode.
Because I normally, because it comes out here maybe 11 or 12 in the morning and then I watch it at night. So I like shut down the internet. Right. Like, and it really bothers me that I can't go. Because my Facebook feed, my Twitter, people don't message me spoilers, which I appreciate, but like... Mm. There's like 1,000 YouTube videos pop up.
Yeah,
so
true.
I just have to kind of step away from it.
Yeah. And I'm also, like you were saying, like you're more a visual reference. Like if somebody's like, oh, this person, even if somebody was to do a spoiler and be like, oh, this person died.
Yeah.
Unless it's like one of the, unless it's one of the Starks or something like that, I would have to purposefully go into my memory to remember who that character is.
Right,
so I'm like, just don't think about it and you're fine.
Well, let's talk about going into memories, Mason.
Oh, okay.
One of the characters who came back.
Yes.
Who wasn't in last season was Bran.
Yeah, he's back in a big way.
As my friend said, he's been hanging out with the freak in the tree. That's what he said.
Yes.
My friend Matt. But what was I going to say?
Now he's the freak in the tree. Now
he's the freak in the tree. But they swapped because it was another kind of old man. And then they were like, can we get
someone
better for this?
That's right. They got. Now it's Max von Sydow,
Was.
Yeah, all right, was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned into a weird. Ghost group murdered in real life.
Yeah, so Bran now has. I mean, he's always had it, but he can.
Yeah,
like he's really.
He can go into memories.
Yeah, they've really ramped up that he can. He can go into this green site and he can go into the. He can go into memories. He can go into the past. He can't alter the past, right? But he.
I think it's like a loop.
Yeah, so he can do things in the past that have been preordained.
Yes,
I guess.
He calls out to his father, who hears him, sort of. Uh-huh. And he breaks Hodor's brain.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Indirectly.
The last good man in Westeros, but he's the second last good man in Westeros.
Who's the...
The final good man in Westeros. Look, I won't spoil who he is, but I guarantee in season 7 he's going to burn to death in his brand new library. It's Sam. Sam is going to die, because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's got a family now.
Right.
And they're like... Here's the library with all the ancient.
This is everything you've ever wanted.
Everything you've ever wanted, and there'll probably be a way to defeat every the bad guys and blah. He's gonna burn to death in that. The White Walkers are gonna show up, and
I don't know where it is on the map. Right, so I don't know how.
I reckon White Walkers are gonna show up. They'll be like, well,
he went across the water though to get there.
That's true.
Anyway, whatever. Go on.
His
dad's gonna turn up, and be like, "Where's me bloody sword?"
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a good point too.
Yeah.
And then I'll burn you to death. He's dying in that library. Mark my words.
Did you notice how the kind of the roof stuff?
Yes.
Is the Game of Thrones intro? Like it's all the, okay, you know, right. It's like
a, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I like that guy. He's good. Yeah. Somebody said
that,
to me,
you know what that means?
What?
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. He's Someone dead. Said to me that he's the George R.R. Martin of this universe because he's involved, but he's not really. He's kind of, he sees a lot of what's going on.
Oh, I see, sure.
But he's not like, he's not an action man. He's just kind of a storyteller and a man with words and whatnot.
Okay.
A nerd.
So he's George R.R. Martin's point of view character.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's actually true.
Okay, right.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. Like a learned fellow.
Yeah. What happened? Where were we?
What did I say?
Oh, Hodor. We were talking about Hodor.
Yeah, so Hodor. That was a massive thing. Yeah. So that was a big payoff.
Mm.
The hold the door, Hodor.
How are they going to do that in countries where people don't speak English?
They would have had to give him another name that was like whatever door is.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Mm.
If you're from another, if you get this in another
country.
Oh, that's
a good question, yeah.
And it's dubbed.
A, can you understand what we're saying?
Yeah, well, if it's subtitled.
Because we're the only nation that don't have accents.
That's true. Everyone I know talks like this. Yeah, if it's subtitled, though, I'd imagine you'd just replace the word. And that would work a little bit better, maybe, wouldn't it?
I guess it would work in any language that is vaguely English-like. Any of the romantic languages.
English. American. Yeah. Some parts of Europe where they speak English.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Like, everybody in Europe speaks, like, 8 languages, and we're in here we're just like, just one, fuck it, whatever.
Half of one, really.
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay, so if we're talking about a brand, if they're only going to do, like, another season and a half, I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like in this season, all the big reveals, it was just Bran going, I had a vision, it was this.
I wouldn't say all the big reveals, but yeah,
all
a lot
the big
of them.
Reveals.
All the big reveals. Okay, so the door.
Yep.
The Jon Snow lineage.
Jon Snow lineage. Which
Ned Stark is a dirty, rotten, cheap fighter.
Yep. The White Walkers were created by the Children of the
Forest. Oh, yeah, that was interesting, yeah.
So I feel anytime they're like...
He's exposition boy.
Okay, yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, maybe because I know this season is off book.
Yeah.
Like, that it's being written, I guess, by Hollywood writers with the collaboration of George R.
Yes.
R. Martin.
But he didn't fully... He was more story ideas. A lot of time he'd write an episode or have script input.
Yep.
This one, he's like, I got to finish my book.
Right,
because I'm under the bump here, so he stepped back for this one.
So I kind of feel, knowing that this is the most Hollywood of the seasons.
Right,
a lot of the stuff I'm like, that's a pretty Hollywood thing to do.
Sure,
like if I hadn't known that, maybe I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But I'm like, this is a real exposition device.
Sure,
kind of thing. Like anytime they're going to be like, well, we need some character to realize that this. I'll just have Bran have a vision.
But I think a lot of that is. It's been building to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? And a lot of what's going to play out now, there's so much fan theory and speculation that somebody's going to guess it, or you're going to, because it drops enough hints.
Yeah, that's true.
That you're gonna get it. Like somebody will guess the ending to this if they haven't already.
Yeah, true.
Because you know it's like either Jon Snow's on the throne or Daenerys or even Jaime or whatever. Like someone will guess it.
How will Jaime be on the throne?
Probably I guess if he stabs someone.
I guess if he's literally the only person left alive.
That's right.
Then I guess he could take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Everyone in Dawn is dead, or the leaders.
Oh yeah, good point.
That was so last season. That was a big drag. Like,
yeah, that whole storyline was a drag. Again, I think we mentioned this last season. I'm like, oh, this is like an Arabian Nights kind of. It's like it's going to be a cool Middle Eastern sexy snake charmer kind of situation.
But it was just like a courtyard.
Yeah, it was real dull. I thought, because I'm like, oh, this is going to be a new culture in this world. And it's
yeah, well,
be
it
great.
Is in the book. It's a massive part of it.
And this, I'm just like, oh. Like,
but they had to do it because it looks as if all the Dornish are now warring against the Lannisters.
Yeah.
They've all consolidated their forces. Like, they're with the Targaryen, or what's left of the Targaryens.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming back.
Yeah.
To bloody crack heads, mate. Yeah. So that was nice to kind of, at the start, to wrap that up, to be like...
That's true, yeah. Do you feel like there was any loose end just...
Nah.
Let's cut...
Because they killed everybody.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
The loose end was that there wasn't... They didn't get revenge. Oh, they did, because they killed Marcella. They killed the daughter, but they're still coming back.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a lot of revenge.
I mean, revenge is a dish best served. You get heaps of revenge.
That's
you know what I mean?
True. Just a big old heaping.
Yeah, revenge is a dish best served in a big smorgasbord of revenge. And just pile it in, mate.
All you can eat, mate.
All you can eat revenge. Num, num, num. The sizzler of getting revenge.
That's right. So Daenerys,
how much of revenge you want? I'm just going to put my bowl under the ice cream, the ice cream dispenser machine, the soft serve of revenge. Just get all the revenge. Put some sprinkles on that revenge,
please. Oh, I'm all full from revenge and a bit of regret.
Yeah,
yeah. Daenerys gets all her power back.
Yes,
by killing the Carls, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now in the books as well, my understanding, she's not fireproof all the time.
Okay.
She's sometimes fireproof.
Uh-huh.
And even in the last season when she rode Drogon, it looked like she'd burnt her hands.
That's
getting
true,
onto
yeah.
him.
Uh-huh.
But in this, she burns the whole thing down and just walks out.
Yeah.
That was really her, by the way.
Okay, so do you think... Oh.
Not who killing people, but...
The nudity.
Yeah, because I don't think it was in her contract anymore.
Oh, she was just like, this is important for my art.
Yeah. Mm.
But, okay, so do you think that she is only invulnerable to fire when she's in like a certain mindset?
Oh, that's very possible.
Or do you think it's just they're like, the writers just went, just make her fireproof?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things where it's just, look, there's a lot of characters that are like three or four put into one and just kind of like, let's just simplify this. If we just say she's just fireproof, it's easier than going, sometimes she's fireproof.
That's true, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because then the rules are...
And then the nitpicking starts.
Exactly.
Because they'd be like, well, they said she's fireproof when she's confident about blah, blah, but she wasn't here and then but she's still fireproof. So what's happening, you know?
That's a really good point.
Mm.
Why isn't she fireproof sometimes?
Just make her fireproof.
Just make her bloody fireproof all the time.
I'd maybe just say that as the dragons get more powerful, she gets more powerful. So now she's completely fireproof.
She's got a mind link, it appears.
A mind link.
It's good that she's kind of wrangled those dragons.
Yeah.
Because initially they were quite close to her, then they teenaged up.
That's true.
Burning kids and eating goats.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Mm.
And then... They've come right around, like they've grown into adulthood, especially the big one.
Because of Uncle Tyrion, he's let him...
What do you think of the theory that he might be a Targaryen? We talked about it last year. There's a few things. He's blonde. I mean, all the Lannisters are blonde.
Yeah.
He's good with dragons, which is great.
Yep.
But maybe they didn't see him as a threat, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Because they're quite intelligent dragons, apparently, like more so than most animals.
Yeah.
Some say more than people, but probably not.
She'll
build a hut, mate.
Yeah, right.
But his father...
Build a sizzler. Yeah.
But his father...
We don't have... Side note, we don't have any sizzlers in Victoria anymore. It's very disconcerting.
None at all. I thought
they had one. No, they're all gone. You're thinking of all-you-can-eat Pizza Huts? There's still a few of those.
There's a few smorgies, isn't there?
No, I don't think there's any smorgies.
I got rid of the smorgies.
Smorgies are all gone as well.
That's a shame.
Yeah. If there were going to be an official all-you-can-eat restaurant of Game of Thrones, it would be smorgies because they have that volcano.
They got the volcano, yeah. Where am I going to eat garbage food now, Mason? All my favorite garbage food
places. Well, IKEA, because that's where I was.
That's true.
Tonight.
You had a big helping of cat food or whatever you ate there. Yeah.
And by what are we talking about? I've lost my train of thought again.
I don't know, man. That lamb shank leg you had looked a lot like a dog's leg. That's fair.
Okay, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, look, the theory that I am most in favor of is not that they're all Targaryens. It's that Jon Snow, Tyrion, and Daenerys get a dragon each.
Yes.
And they are...
But Tyrion gets a dragon maybe because his mother... His father always hated him.
Right.
And it was thought maybe it was because, you know, he's not seen as a proper Lannister because of his height. Or maybe it's because... Well, he killed his mother at birth, actually.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Not intentionally. So big maybe head. It's that. He's a big head. But maybe it's that... Even as, what's his name, dies, his father dies, said, you're no son of mine.
That's true.
But who knows?
Look, I think it's more that they are, it's those three, they're the prince that will return.
Right.
What is it?
Ride the world or something?
Yeah, right. But I think they are collectively that prince.
Yeah.
But it's not because they're all related, it's just a coincidence.
Okay. Some of them are related.
Yeah, the fact that two of them are related is a coincidence.
Right, right.
I just think it's they're the three least worst people. In the world.
Yes. I was going to say Jamie sometimes, but he pushed that kid out that window.
And all that incest.
All the incest, and he threatened to catapult that guy's baby
through
a wall.
Yeah.
The Blackfish kind of went out in a unsatisfying way off camera.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I haven't been in a fight in a while. See you later. Get on the boat, idiot. Yeah. Too much pride. Swallow your pride. Idiot. Anyway. So, what do we got here? Let's talk about Ramsay Bolton.
Ha ha, good.
Now, do you think that, like, he's just, has he developed as a character or is he just like, he's just someone that you hate? He's just a bad bloke.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, people are like, he doesn't really have an arc or anything interesting about him. Yeah. Other than every few episodes they make him do something terrible so you don't forget that he's
That's true, but I mean, you could also say that about Cersei Lannister.
But I'd say she does have humanity. Like, at least she loves her kids.
Yeah, no, but I mean more in the sense of, like the character... Apparently, Lena Headey's character note for Cersei is... She's a 15-year-old girl in the mind of this woman.
Right.
So, like...
Just a real bitch.
Yeah, so she pretends to be, you know, regal and you know, senatorial or what have you.
Yeah.
But as soon as anybody does anything to cross her, because she has the power to kill them, she'll just do it.
Right, right.
And I feel maybe...
Like a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Kill you with bloody cyberbullying. But maybe Ramsay Bolton has that character note as well.
Like, right.
Oh, this is his...
Your Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, like this... Yeah, exactly.
That's his character
Your
note.
Girl Cersei. But like maybe he has a character note that he goes by, but I've just never...
Right.
You know, maybe it's like, well, he, you know, he has to be cruel to demonstrate his power and...
Sure.
And because of some past of, you know, what have you, but I... Yeah.
I thought his cruelty would be his undoing.
Yeah.
But it kind of served him really well until the end. Like
when
he just
eating those dots,
yeah.
Those
but no, but no, he just got unlucky that he shouldn't have lost that battle.
Yeah,
like
that was
just piss poor timing on his behalf.
Right, yeah,
do you know what I mean? Well, that was one of the biggest episodes of the season, episode 9, which is traditionally
the big one.
But even I would say 10 for scope and scale and things that happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Was also up there.
See, that's what we were talking about earlier when I'm like, okay, you could have chopped some stuff out.
Sure, yeah.
Like, traditionally 9 and 10 are the big ones.
Well, 10's more kind of like, these are where all the characters are. See you next year.
10's the mop up. Yeah. It's somebody mopping up all the blood.
Yeah, and they don't do that anymore. Yeah. Thank God.
And that I guess that is kind of the formula where we've got, you know, everything's building to the last couple.
Sure.
So I felt like episode eight, you could have just turfed that completely.
Yeah, eight like, was balls. That
eight,
was a
eight
balls
had Arya
episode,
Stark,
yeah.
And she's like, I know.
Oh, yeah, she had, there was that Terminator 2 moment where she ran from the...
That's right, from the waif.
The waif.
Yeah.
That was a big point that people hated in this series.
Yeah.
That whole story arc was kind of broken by the fact that she was stabbed in the gut.
Yes.
Takes a tumble and escapes.
Yeah.
And then just kind of... She wasn't even lying low. She was just like, I'm going to leave town. Here's my gold.
Yeah, she
like
was stabbed a lot.
Like, she's just walking around in the street. Yeah. And then she was...
Like, that was a multiple stab.
Yeah.
That was a...
And then she had, like, maybe a week's rest. Maybe.
Yeah, right.
And then there's this parkour kind of...
Yeah.
Like, moment across the city.
Yeah.
Which I actually didn't mind. I thought the way that she dealt with her was interesting because all her training, the waif had inadvertently trained her to fight in the dark.
So my feel, that's true. So that was kind of fun. But I mean, ultimately you could see that's the thing. Like thus far, I don't feel she has like, she doesn't have a place in the final.
Really?
Like, yeah.
She's got a list though.
Oh, of all the people she. Okay, that's true.
So you didn't think her popping up in the last episode and slitting bloody,
No, I mean more
Harry Potter's mates.
Well, that's true, but I mean more in the sense of like if we're talking to the end final episodes of season 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of dragons and a lot of explosions.
Snow.
What's she be going to? What's she
just slitting throats, mate?
Oh, okay, right.
I don't know if she'll make it all the way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think she might. I think she's a character that could. It's not going to get the throne.
Yeah.
So why does she need to necessarily live?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And she's pretty vindictive in that.
That's true.
Because she's got a list. She wants to kill the Hound, which she thinks she did.
Yeah.
She wants to kill the Mountain.
Yeah.
Which, well, that would be interesting.
And it's, just cross it off. He's dead. he's dead on the inside.
Yeah. Well, and one of the big things that was kind of stomped on this season, people wanted Clegane Bowl, the Mountain versus, because they're brothers.
Yeah.
And the way it was leading there was trial by combat, and the Hound would be the Church's...
Oh,
combatant,
champion, uh-huh.
Because he's a man of the faith now or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, until he axed all those people. But that was, I felt from pretty early on when we saw him, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
Just for him to get to the city and then to convince him to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he
hates
his brother, but we all hate our brothers, don't we?
In a way we do. I mean, I hate your brother.
One of them.
So yeah, I feel his pain in a way. Yeah, but I guess technically like Arya could, because she's got some, I don't know. Can the faceless men aren't magic, right?
No, it's elements of magic and practical effects.
Right? Yeah. See. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Does that extend to like
it
survival
might.
And being stab-proof to some degree?
It depends on. Her, I think that the waif's undoing was that she went in viciously when he said just do it quick.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
yeah.
don't Because he, even though they're not supposed to have fondness for anybody, he did have fondness for her. Mm. And I think that was her undoing. Maybe that was more kind of an inflict pain stab.
Yeah, okay. Because
she could have just straightened the throat.
Slit her throat, yeah.
I mean,
it's
still bullshit.
Yeah.
Because people have died from less in this show.
Yeah.
Khal Drogo got that scratch on his arm and dropped dead in season one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's how he died.
I recall him being killed. Wasn't he killed with molten gold?
No, that was Daenerys' brother.
Oh, right, okay.
No, that was her husband, remember?
Yeah,
the Khal guy? He poured the gold.
Oh, yeah, it was too. Okay, yeah. See, that's... I have to keep...
Long time ago.
Oh, so many years.
Yeah. Aquaman.
Yeah, great.
He's Aquaman.
Great stuff.
Yeah, that battle, though, what did you think? Did you think it was as good as anything you'd see cinematically? Was it better than the battle in Dracula Untold?
Yes. Was it better than the... I think it was good. Was it better than the battle in the end of season 5?
I really enjoy that battle.
Because a lot of people are torn. Like, people are like, the Battle of the Bastards is the best episode that's ever been.
I disagree.
I disagree also. Yeah. But I feel...
I like...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel the battle against the White Walkers in season 5 was better.
And especially, like, because that was a more fantastical battle.
I'm more, yeah. See, that's what I
that's
like.
That's what you like.
I like
yeah.
giants.
This one.
I'm sad that Wun-Wun was killed. Poor Wun-Wun.
This one was more Braveheart.
Yeah.
And that one
okay.
was more kind of, I don't even know what you compare it to.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was more Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, perfect. Mm. Well, I felt there was a kind of a bit of Braveheart and a bit, there's a few kind of things that I saw in that battle. I went, I've seen that in this movie or that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was there was a bloody same guy directed the last two episodes,
okay.
which I thought were easily the best of the season. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's doing one next season. I think he might be tied up, but that guy should just do
more
as
episodes.
Many as he can, because he even does the subtle stuff as well. Like he can do the grandiose battle. Did you think Jon Snow was a dead man? Were you like, you'll get out of this one?
No, you can't kill him.
You can't in a show like this. You can, but I didn't think you would.
Yeah, no, you can't kill him. At the end of two seasons. You can't kill him twice at the end of both seasons. It doesn't. It'd be
a pretty good sweet misdirect.
What if they just killed him at... What if he became the Kenny
of
Game of Thrones? They just killed him at the end of every season.
Yeah. He's got... And this isn't the kind of series where destiny counts for shit.
That's true,
but he's got a lot of destiny on him.
Mm.
We feel like there's stuff he probably has to do.
Yeah.
I mean, he might go out towards the end, but he's got some stuff to kind of deal with.
Wasn't he like, if I die again, don't resurrect me?
And she was like, she's like, too bad.
Also, who knows if it'd work again. Honestly. Don't put that on me.
No. Do I have to burn another girl? Yeah. I don't know. That was a great...
I already cut your beard. How else am I going to... There's no more beard to cut, mate. That's how I bring you back to life. He's Samson in reverse.
He is. Mm. He is. That was actually a great scene where Davros from Doctor Who.
Yes.
You know, he confronts Melisandre Dre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His names are hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loses it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really, really powerful scene. You'd be surprised that Jon Snow didn't kill her, or he was probably like, I might need her at some point if I die.
Yeah, and also, again, he did bring him back to life.
Yeah, so you can't really do that.
I know. If somebody brought me back to life, I know him. For at least a year.
Even if they killed a little girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
But getting back to that battle,
mm.
that really annoyed me, the way that Jon Snow walked straight into that.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah. He's a bit fuzzy because he's come back from the dead.
He's had a few.
Just
weeks,
arrows are just flying, and he's like, "I was dead. Leave me alone."
But he was warned at the start by his sister, "Don't run into this."
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think you're going to trap him, but he's. All this guy does is be cruel.
Yeah.
And manipulate people.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like...
And then he just sort of ran in, and everybody was like, oh, how carefully laid plans.
Yeah.
We're all
now
stuffed
we have
now.
To run in.
Yeah.
Like, how many people unnecessarily died? But like, what was he going to do?
Yeah, right.
Like, because Ramsay Bolton wouldn't fight him one-on-one.
No.
He only did it when he had to.
Yeah.
You know, like, he already challenged him, and he was like, no, because I'll probably die.
That's the
Stark way.
It's the perils of honor.
Yeah, exactly. You know and that's I mean? This bloody series in a nutshell. Mm. The bloody perils of honor. Even Jaime, who killed the Mad King. And people are like, you dickhead, you killed the king. But come on.
Yeah.
That king bloody deserved it. That was actually interesting. We saw the flashback of the Mad King and Jaime stabbing him.
Okay.
And there might have also been some future stuff in that thing of the wildfire.
Yeah.
But it also may have been when they put it there. Because the Mad King had obviously laid it all under the city because he's a lunatic, that
That's
bloke.
That's right.
Mm. Anyway, what was I saying? So that battle I thought was really, like, even though I was pretty sure Jon Snow wasn't going to die, very harrowing. Also, 1-1, maybe bring some weapons. Come in with something.
Uh-huh.
Like wielding a tree.
Yes.
But he's just in the middle of that, like, that circle, just kind of swinging his arms, like, come on, dude.
Look, there's... That's the way a giant goes, right?
Poorly.
You're either Empire Strikes Back,
right?
At
that
style, like they'll rope your legs and bring you down.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, shot in the eye. Often
shot in the eye.
Shot in the eye is a good one.
Yeah, that's a good way to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so that battle ended in the Airy Runt comes in with Littlefinger.
That's right.
Whose intentions have been made clear.
Mm.
He wants to be the king.
Yep.
He'd probably be a pretty shit king.
Yeah. Did he make that many appearances this season?
No,
he was kind of like...
I think he turned up like episode 3.
Yeah.
And he's the one they say has a magic teleportation device because he's just anywhere. Like he could just be anywhere at any time.
Right, okay, right.
So, but that's the thing. The timeline of this show is not... Like things that are happening overseas aren't necessarily happening They're not all happening concurrently.
Now, is that deliberate? Is that...
I think it's just this is how we have to tell this story.
Okay, so it's not a case of... Has there ever been a case, and I can't recall, has there ever been a case of you think something's happening now, but it's actually happened?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not maybe not intentionally, no.
Okay, right.
I couldn't say that for
Do you think
fact.
They might ever use that as a device?
That's not a bad idea.
Or would it just irritate people? Because if you haven't used it for six seasons, if you throw it in season 7...
Are you talking
about
the old Ocean's 12?
Yeah, the Ocean's 12, the man from Uncle.
Right,
a bit of the old...
Things already happened.
The time shift, it's already happened. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it could definitely... It could definitely happen. But so Ramsay Bolton has the Jon Snow confrontation.
Yes.
Do you think that was a satisfying conclusion to the Bolton story, the Battle of the Bastards?
No, I feel that this most, again, him being eaten by his dog.
That was the most satisfying.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He said his dogs wouldn't eat him.
But I mean, I did appreciate... Yeah, that's true. I did appreciate that Jon Snow did leave. Like, he didn't kill
him. Yes.
Yeah, because he was like, Sansa, this is...
Yeah.
This is your bust. This is your collar, Sansa. Here you go.
I remember seeing a behind-the-scenes thing where they were like, when Jon Snow's hitting him,
yeah.
Like, we wanted to go for that... Like, where it was too long, where the audience didn't enjoy it anymore.
You are,
but I feel like I enjoyed that all the way through.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I was okay. I could have watched him hit
badly.
That guy for like for hours. Yeah.
Somebody might make, you know, the YouTube video. Of
oh,
like
somebody has.
Oh, 10 hours of
I think it
being
was,
punched in the face.
What's his name? He's really good. Aussie Man Reviews. He does some great Game of Thrones recaps.
Yep.
He's got ended with a very Australian kind of spin. Like, it's Jono and Davos. And,
good.
He's really good. You should very check good. It out. Tell him we sent you.
Yeah.
Or don't.
Just now don't.
Live your life. Okay, we should probably start wrapping this up.
Okay.
Let's talk about the last episode.
Okay.
Well, we haven't talked about the High Sparrow stuff much at all.
Yeah.
So the whole season was this fanatic.
Yes.
Who, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's fanaticism. And I'm not even talking about religiously. I'm talking anything.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's so blind and pious.
Yeah.
It annoys me. Like, I hate anybody who's like extreme religious forcing down your throat as much as I hate an atheist doing the same thing.
And I love Marvel comics and movies.
That's right. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing worse than somebody just screaming their opinion at you or forcing on you. Believe what you want, man.
Yeah.
I don't care, but shut up.
Yeah.
We know a guy, and this is off topic, his name's Ross, and he was extremely religious.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which is fine, but he'd always bang on about it, and then he switched and became extremely atheist, and then he'd always bang on about that. It's like, why do I have to listen to whatever stupid fucking...
Ultimately, his religion is banging on about stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
that's what
it.
I'm saying. Anyway, not the point.
Yeah.
So, were you satisfied to see the High Sparrow go up in a...
Yeah. Who do we get rid of? We got rid of...
Marjorie.
Natalie Dormer.
Most
character.
Of the Lannisters.
Jonathan Pryce went under.
Jonathan Pryce. Kevin Lannister.
Yep.
Marjorie's father. Just a congregation.
Yep. Collateral damage. Tommen jumped
off
the building.
Wow, there you go.
Good.
So that was kind of a real...
Also, I kind of forgot Wildfire existed up until that.
Yeah, well, it's been... I want to say season 2 was the last time we kind of saw it.
Uh-huh.
But they really... So you didn't really... Because they mentioned it a few times. Tyrion says it in that previous episode.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
There's wildfire under the Red Cape.
Oh, no, at that point I was the, I'm like, okay,
oh,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not the Red Cape.
I wasn't taken that far by surprise.
What I really enjoyed about the explosion, aside from a great special effect, was the guy who gets smooshed by the bell.
Yeah, right.
He just gets smeared as he's running. Just a random.
Yeah.
He's probably got a shop that makes shoes.
Right, yeah, right.
He's just.
He's probably there tithing. He's given his 10% to the Sparrow Hut.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
And he just gets smeared by the bell.
Oh,
I watched that show.
Yeah.
So that was horrifying and satisfying.
Yeah.
Because Cersei Lannister's not. You got to weigh up. Who do you hate more?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like. Because I think I did this last, at the close of season 5, we were like, who's the worst person in Westeros?
Right.
It's Ramsay Bolton. Now he's dead. Who's the worst person in
Westeros? Well, I guess it's Cersei.
Yeah.
But also, the big part of the book is also, what's his name? Iron Islands guy, the new king. Apparently he's a shit bloke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he'll probably side with the Lannisters, because it looks to be some of the Iron Irons and others.
We're going to talk about season 7 speculation.
I think we got. Is there anything else from the last episode? We got Jon Snow's parentage. Cersei killed everybody. The mountain tortures a nun.
Littlefinger. We talked about that.
Yeah, he's like
Jon Snow.
Mm.
Jon Snow,
king of the North.
Okay, so Jon Snow is now. He's Daenerys' nephew.
Yes.
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because her her brother and Ned's sister.
So he's a Stark and a Targaryen.
Yes.
Okay,
fire
cool.
and ice, if you will, Mason. Because people are still speculating, it's a Song of Fire and Ice. But who is it? Is it all Jon Snow, or is the fire Daenerys and the snow him? Or is it? Is it like, is the ice represent the White Walkers and fire the dragons?
Or
like,
is Sam going to be burned to death in his in his library, and then it snows on him, and his corpse is frozen? Is that what it means? Yes, it is.
So many things it could be. Right? Well, what was I going to say? There's a vision of the future that Daenerys gets in season two.
Uh-huh.
Or it might be a vision of the future where you see the throne room and it's either ash or snow and it's like it's wrecked.
Oh, it's open. Like yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, is she the only one left? And and then, you know, who knows? Like, is it ash? Is it snow? How did that end up that way? But there's going to be some.
Is that what she wants? Does she want to just.
She wants a bit to rule.
Yeah.
But properly.
Yeah. Okay.
I really like that Tyrion gets his hand of the king. But
yeah.
You know what I mean? He got his moment. Because last time we were just kind of like, you can be Hand of the King, but it's only because there's nobody else that I really would rather do it. And then they took
also
it from him.
Also, you're kind of a slave.
Yeah, exactly. And they took it from him as soon as it was kind of their earliest convenience. Because he saved King's Landing in in season two from, what's his name?
Oh, we didn't talk about the dragons killing all the slavers.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was good.
What do you think of the dragon effects?
I like them. They're good.
They're getting good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I never minded them, but.
A friend of mine, Jonathan, Jono, he works for Illura, which is the company that does.
What?
The dragon effects.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have any secrets?
I don't think so. But his name's in the credits, Jono Sumner. Just check that
out. Wait, he works from here?
No, he's in America now.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you know him?
Comedy.
Yeah. Is he a comedy?
No.
Oh.
Good story though, right?
That's a great story.
Yeah.
You should tell that I'm going to tell at your funeral.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the dragons look great now.
Yeah.
They're really good.
And they got that fleet back, didn't they?
Yeah.
Speculation.
But again, I feel there was a little bit of filler there in the sense that Daenerys is like, I'm going to kill everybody. And Tyrion's like, no, I'm just going to monologue at you for a while. Like a couple of episodes.
No, I thought that was interesting because it distinguishes her from her father. Who would murder everybody.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Because there is that kind of theory that is she going to go bad?
Right.
She's got that kind of.
Yeah, okay.
She's a bit of a loose unit.
That's true.
If you push her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate.
Yeah. All right, speculation.
You can start.
All right. My question is, who's going to ally with who? Like, because do you think, if we're going to go, let's say we're going to go all the way to the end of season 7 and the movie or whatever.
Sure.
The final battle, who's it going to be? Like, is it going to be, is it going to be a two-way battle? Is it going to be a three-way battle? Like,
if they were to do it neatly, which I don't think they necessarily will, I'd say next season is getting rid of Cersei.
Yeah, so it's Daenerys. It's Daenerys and she's got.
She's got the
Greyjoys.
Some of the Greyjoys.
The Unsullied.
The Dothraki.
Yep. Versus Cersei.
The Lannister force is the biggest army.
Yes.
And they've also got some of the Freys, but they're kind of shit.
Yeah.
And
but I still feel that it's not a fair fight. Like it's,
not with dragons, no.
No, not at all, no.
Well, it also depends. If they turn up and she's like, I will explode the city if you invade.
Oh, good point. Okay, I didn't even factor in like a standoff.
Yeah.
Like a city-wide hostage situation.
A 10-episode standoff.
Okay, because I guess, and it's Jon, I guess it's Jon Snow's forces versus the White Walkers.
Yes. Like that.
So do you think it's a case of we close off a couple of these and then it's whoever's left?
I think I don't know this, I think it might be next season's all Cersei, get rid of her. Final season is the White Walkers versus everybody who's left.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, but then again, maybe it's going to end with. Maybe it ends with who gets the throne or whatever.
Yeah, because I feel like the more dangerous threat is the White Walkers.
Right.
But they're not, they don't have enough of a personality.
No, that's right.
For it to be a dramatic ending.
Yeah.
Like if they defeat Cersei and then she's dead and blah, 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 and then they fight the White Walkers, it's just like, well, I guess there's peace now.
Yeah.
But if they somehow defeat the White Walkers and then it's Daenerys and Jon Snow and Tyrion versus Cersei, that's a more dramatic.
People are ultimately more interesting villains than ice monsters.
Because the Night King isn't.
He doesn't talk intentionally.
Yeah, right.
They made that way on purpose. As soon as he's like,
okay,
rally the forces.
Speculation. He's got the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, apparently they have the voice like ice cracking.
Like Gilbert Gottfried.
Like, exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular that you want to see?
I want to see...
More dragons.
Yeah, more dragons. I guess it's kind of too late for more magic. Unless there's a hidden...
You're not going to see someone shoot a lightning bolt out their face.
Exactly, unless there's a hidden cult of war wizards or something like that. Getting any of that, so that's out. Narrative-wise, I want to see Tyrion and Cersei meet again.
Yeah,
that'd be very interesting. They haven't met in 3 years or something like that, and they did not part amicably, so that would be...
I'm very much looking forward to seeing how Jaime reacts to Cersei privately.
Yeah.
Because his whole life, as I mentioned before, has been ruined by him just killing a king to stop the king from murdering everybody. Like, he did the right thing.
Yes, that's true.
And his name is tarnished. And now his sister has done the very thing that he ruined his life for.
That's actually very true,
yeah. So I don't think he's going to be happy. Also, she's now, her humanity stemmed from her having children.
Mm.
Like, that was the only thing keeping her from doing anything truly horrendous.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, all bets are off.
All bets are off.
Like, she can do literally whatever.
Because
she can
just, again, she's just like, I kill people because I like doing it. I kill the least people because I felt like it.
Yeah.
I do whatever I want. And now she's the queen. She's got the whole arm.
Yeah.
That's the thing. What I'm looking forward to, I think, is the circle getting smaller.
Yeah.
Because we're running out of characters, certainly.
Right, right.
And it's just like, okay, well, and we're going to have Jon and Daenerys meet.
Potentially. I mean, they will, probably.
Yeah.
And someone's going to have to tell Jon that they're related. Like, presumably Bran.
Right, yeah.
He's like, I'm in a tree. Help.
Benjen
took the last horse.
Yeah.
just left him.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, look, I'm looking forward. Like, this, it does feel a lot like, again, it did feel to me like there was some filler in this, but it did feel like we're finally getting to the really pointy end of, like, okay, everybody who's been at all the corners of the world, they're finally...
It's all converging.
We're reaching to this. And
it's coming in.
Yeah, in terms of, like, it doesn't feel like they've gone, okay, what are we, you know, it doesn't feel like we've done five or six seasons of everybody's having an adventures and we just kind of have to smack them in together at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It really, like, as you get to this point, you really feel like...
It's building.
It's building, and they've gone, oh, okay, I see everything's been building up to here, and everything's finally coalescing in this one.
Every kind of death, every army or house that got wiped out is all pointing towards this direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, again, why somebody will guess the ending, and maybe some people will be unsatisfied, because there are theories and speculations about everything. Do you know these people who go on the internet and try to guess what happens in a movie by looking at the trailer? There's people who do that.
Oh, crazy.
Jerks.
Yeah.
I say.
Bloody look at the trailer and just endlessly talk about it and say they can say how it ends just by looking at the trailer.
That's right.
Oh.
I think I got everything here.
I think we did, yeah.
Well, there's obviously other stuff, but, you know, that's kind of the biggest kind of stuff.
Yeah, looking forward to Samwell being burned to death.
Is this something that you're going to follow week to week now?
Yeah, maybe. It's honestly, having done this
2 years
in a row, I think it would be a lot easier to do it week to week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I envy anybody who would have these 10 episodes and then could watch them at their leisure.
Yeah. Also, if anybody who is into some sort of, you know, content, like if anybody from iTunes is listening, if you could maybe put the episodes on iTunes.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, if you could
fucking
do that.
Idiots.
Because I don't really... In Australia, your options are pay money for Foxtel and get the rest of their garbage. Or steal it off the internet.
Yeah.
So...
And you paid for that Foxtel, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Through my study, through gritted teeth.
From what I've heard as well, like, when you stream it, it's broken. Like, the app is shit as well.
Right.
Like, for...
We
don't have the broadband for that.
Just give it to us easier. I guess I'm looking forward to the White Walkers marching on.
Sure.
Because that wall's got to come down, right?
Well, yeah, because it's got magic to protect the White Walkers crossing. So apparently there's some kind of horn or weapon that can bring it down.
Oh.
So that's interesting.
Is that only in the books?
Yes. That would be weird to kind of bring it up.
Bring it up now.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a magic horn. Bring it down the wall. That wall will come down.
Oh, is it possible?
Sam
finds something in those books. Like, is it too fantasy cliche that he finds something in the book that accidentally undoes the magic on the wall?
That would be like Evil Dead or something.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
I mean, it could be that he finds something, he goes, well, this is the weapon to bring down, and then he goes to get it.
Right.
And from there, somebody takes it from him.
Yeah, okay, right.
So inadvertently, he sets it off by trying to stop it, if that's what it is, which it may or may not be.
Yeah.
Probably not. Mm. Is that all, Mason?
I think that's all.
Best season ever?
Ooh.
I don't mean like definitively. I mean, did you enjoy
it? Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I thought it was, there were some, I thought it was definitely the one, it moved the quickest for me.
Okay.
Because going off book, it kind of allowed that kind of freedom.
Yeah.
But in doing so, there were some kind of stuff like the Arya getting stabbed. There were some inconsistencies that maybe you wouldn't necessarily get in the previous seasons.
Okay.
But it's I just thought it was much more fast-paced and I had a lot of fun. I liked all the reveals.
Mm.
And I look forward to it every week. And also, by the end, I felt satisfied enough where I'm like, okay, I can wait a year for this. Last year, I was like, I'm annoyed after waiting a year.
See,
this
year,
I'm like, okay, there was a lot going on there. I'm happy to kind of take a bit of a break.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, less than a year would be great, but...
Sure.
I mean, obviously, I'll just take a year is what it is. So, best season ever from you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He's done it, ladies and gentlemen. He's done it again somehow.
To me, dog! Dog's still asleep.
Yeah, she's real asleep. Well, you know what it is time for?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing. Actually, just quickly, one thing I just thought of about Game of Thrones.
Yes.
You know, Marjorie, I was interested to see what her plan was to escape.
Yes.
Like, because she was kind of like, now I'm religious, it's fine, when she clearly wasn't.
Uh-huh.
And I would have liked to have seen what she was, or known what she was planning to do before she exploded.
Yeah.
Like, because she was smart enough to have a
So would you want like a scene where, I don't know, she's...
Explode?
Yeah, she doesn't explode.
Yeah,
like,
driving.
She's, you know, she's... putting together some supplies or a letter, or I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, because we got that hint that she was like, don't worry,
okay,
I got
right.
this.
But now we'll never know. Yeah, that's true.
And also that I would have liked to know Jonathan Pryce's character. Mm-hmm. Did he really believe the things that he said, or was that just a position of power for him? Was he like every other ruler where he was just in it for, like he's like, I don't wear shoes and I love the poor.
Right.
But was he really just a ruler like
that's
anybody
true,
else?
That's true, because you never really get a sense of that behind the scenes kind of thing.
There was kind of, because he kind of, there's some inconsistencies in his backstory as well. Like he tells a couple of stories of his origin and they're slightly different.
Oh, he's like the Joker.
Yeah. Mm. So it makes me think that he's probably more full of shit than...
Well, then I think that's probably a deliberate ambiguity.
Okay,
like
sure.
I think you're supposed to... What's the word?
Conjecture.
Yeah, conjecture. You're supposed to conjecture.
Okay.
Yeah.
And boy, have we.
Yeah, and look, he's dead. It's good.
That's right.
Yeah.
But before we get into Batman v Superman, what we thought of that.
Oh, right.
What one of us thought of that.
Yeah.
What did you read?
I haven't, well, in between watching a million episodes of Game of Thrones, I didn't have a lot of time, but I did actually, because they're kind of short, I was rewatching Party Down.
Oh, that's great.
On it's on Stan. I don't know if you know heard about Stan.
Bloody Stan.
Yeah, right.
You getting some money on the side?
No, but I should be, shouldn't I? Yeah. So anybody who doesn't know Stan.
I know him.
Anybody who doesn't know Party Down, it was from like 2009, 2010. Mm. And it was basically, it's this party planning company.
Were you watching this in between Game of Thrones to kind of break it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
but not towards the end because I just ran out of time.
Right.
But it's in this, it's sort of like this party supply, party planning company.
Yeah.
But they're super dysfunctional and it's like aspiring and failed actors and models and comedians and writers, and they all kind of do not get along.
Mm.
And it's got Ken Marino from The State and Veronica Mars in it. It's got Adam Scott. It's got Lizzie Kaplan. It's got Jane Lynch is in it, who's great. It's got Martin Starr.
Yep.
It's got Ryan Hansen from The OC. It's the surfer guy.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. And it's real funny. And every week they go to, every episode they go to like a different party and they get sort of embroiled in.
What, sometimes they know somebody.
Yeah. There. And they sort of get embroiled in whatever's happening. Or, you know, the whole party's falling to pieces. You know, everybody there hates each other. You know, it's real good. It's very, very funny.
Yeah.
And it's by the guys who did Veronica Mars. So there's a lot of Veronica Mars guest stars and stuff that. It's kind of got that same vibe. But
did the creator of that go on to do something else? Because I know it kind of.
The Veronica Mars movie?
Maybe, but there was talk of bringing it back, but then like Adam Scott then did Parks and Rec.
So that Jane Lynch was on Glee.
Yeah,
so that kind of killed it, I think.
Yeah. That's a very funny show.
It's a very funny show.
Did you like the Jane Lynch replacement?
Yeah, it was
what's her name?
Stifler's mom.
Yeah.
And also, it was briefly Stifler's mom and also, what's the name of Ron Swanson's wife?
Yes, I was going to say.
Tip of the tongue. What's her name? What's her bloody name? Megan Mullally.
Yeah, she's in bloody Will and Grace.
Yeah, great too,
She's got the voice of Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, she does.
Great.
Okay.
I also like that show and recommend it to you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
So Batman v Superman, the ultimate cut came out this week.
Yes.
You did obviously didn't get a chance to check out.
Nope.
3 hours of glory.
Is it really?
What? Look, okay. A lot of people are saying it's... A lot of critics have come out and said, this is the best
version.
I know,
I meant the 3 hours part, not the glory part.
The 3 hours part is true.
Yeah, okay, right.
But a lot of critics have said, this is definitively it. They've done it. This has fixed the movie. I do not think that's the case.
Right.
I think in a lot of ways, it helps flesh out the story. Yep. And it's more coherent, mm-hmm. but it's too long.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like that is, if you can't get a story down to like 2.5 hours.
Do they cut anything out? They just added not things that in.
The thing is, I don't remember the movie well enough
to
know, like, so whole scenes, yes, I know what's been cut, but there's like little lines of dialogue or an extra bit of action.
Yeah, because in that in the clip of the Ultimate Edition that I saw, there's actually a scene where Batman is firing machine guns out of the Batmobile. It hits a truck. The truck explodes. Everybody dies in it.
By the clip, do you mean the kill count that I sent you?
Yeah, that's the clip. Like, exactly. Yeah, and I don't remember that specifically happening in the movie. It may have, but it seems like that's an extra bit of murder.
You would have remembered that.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. I remember him machine gunning people in the Batplane.
Sure.
I remember him flipping the car onto the other car. But I don't know. I remember him hurling that grenade into the room full of human men whose mother's names may or may not have been Martha.
Right. But so that's the thing. So I think the biggest problems with this film haven't been solved.
Yep.
Like, they do flesh out Clark Kent because he does some detecting.
Okay, great. That's right, yeah.
And he finds out that, like, the people who are getting branded, he gets specific news that this person who got branded gets stabbed.
Right, in prison.
I guess I'm spoiling this a little bit.
Everybody's seen it, right?
Yeah. And so you see more of him, but it's still like a dour Superman. But he does save a few people when the courthouse explodes,
okay,
which I much appreciate. He still leaves,
yep,
but it's kind of
he leaves
handled.
And he's like, "Do not go in there, guys, do not."
But he kind of handles it before he kind of leaves.
All right,
but the fight I still feel is kind of like, why does he show up all aggressive?
You can't see again. I
don't like the way it goes down.
It's a movie I really wanted to like, and there's action scenes in it that I did like.
Yeah,
but that fight does not pay off for me. Like as soon as we get to the point, like. The sonic screamers, that's fine. The kryptonite gas is fine.
Yeah.
But at the point where he's very slowly reloading the grenade launcher with the second kryptonite grenade and Superman does not do anything.
No.
There's no more credibility in that fight.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
And henceforth the rest of the movie.
Well, he could have just had the spear at the start and be like, I've got this spear.
Yeah.
He could have had it on his gloves and just choked him to death.
Yeah.
There's many ways that could have gone down.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I just think there are more bulletproof ways.
Could have
to
figured
do
out
it.
Who he was and like put it in his bed.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot easier.
Put it in his bed. Wake up dead, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you liked it, I did a review of it. If you liked it, there's more of it that you will enjoy.
Yep.
But if you really hated it, I can't see you being like...
I can't see, but I put my hand up.
You didn't really hate it, did you?
Look, no. Elements of the action sequences I did like.
Yeah.
The car chase especially, I thought, if you take away the murder, the car chase I thought was really, really good.
Yeah.
Because it was the idea of being like, Batman's got all this high-tech stuff and he's got this car and it's indestructible and it's fast and it's powerful and he's got all this amazing stuff. And then it gets to the final bit of the chase and it just bounces off Superman.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because that's like, Batman thinks he's the king of the mountain. He's been doing this for so long and now he's just nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought that was good that he sort of had to build himself back up again. But as a movie, no, garbage.
Fair enough. See, I still think...
But it's just, if you liked it, it's fine, guys.
That's right.
It's fine, you're wrong, but it's
See,
fine.
That's the thing, like,
cool.
I think structurally and narratively, yes, and motivations-wise, it does have problems. This fixes a little bit of that.
Yep.
I really hate this Lex Luthor.
Right.
Like, I was kind of not... When I saw it came out the first time, I was like, I don't know what that was. But now, watching it again, it's all wrong.
Right.
And it's not so much the performance, because I'm sure he was told, do it like this.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people have told me in my review, that's not the real Lex Luthor or whatever, because it's Lex Luthor Jr.
Right.
Well, that's the reason they did it, because they're like, people might hate this. So let's say there's two, he's Alexander Jr. or whatever.
Yeah. But now it's too late, because we can't get Bryan Cranston for Lex Luthor Sr., because he's Zordon in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Thanks a lot, Saban International.
You dickheads. Mm. But I still think, like, sequences themselves, like the ones you mentioned, work. I loved the future desert sequence.
It looks good, yeah.
Yeah, but again, context and all that is all over the
shop.
That's
the thing, though. Like, even out of context, that scene would work, because even though Batman is killing people in that scene,
that's exactly
right. It's a future where he's had to compromise his principles, and then the idea would be, in an ideal version of this DC Cinematic Universe,
mm.
he would contemplate use. What would work for me in this movie is if he had a gun on him.
Right.
Like it was 20 years on and he's just on the verge of starting to just shoot people because it's easier.
Yeah.
And he can't just put people in jail anymore and see them just come out of jail again.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, I'm not going to do it. Like,
right, right.
So you never have him actually step over the line.
No, but you can, or you can have him shoot a guy with a
flamethrower.
With a flamethrower.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, no, like that scene is good because, yeah, it's this desperate time and it
yes,
looks really good.
That's right.
And it's got hints of it being Apocalypse.
Yes.
Or Steppenwolf. But you don't see him. Yeah.
No, well, you get the parademons and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so,
that looked really good.
Yeah. But also, I feel like, are they really going to build towards that where Superman's the villain? Because the Flash appears back in time and goes, oh, I've come too far or whatever. But he's like, Lois is the key. You can't let anything happen to Lois or whatever. Find Lois Lane.
Yeah.
But then in this movie, at least, Bruce Wayne is never put in a situation where he gets to save Lois.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is that something that's going to happen down the line? Or is that timeline void now because Superman is temporarily dead?
In a way, the future isn't written yet.
Depending on which Terminator film you're
and on. Also, probably a lot of Justice League isn't written yet, even though they're filming it.
I'm sure
they're doing it on the day.
Optimistic. I'm
yeah,
telling you,
Suicide Squad looks good.
You kind of struck, yeah, exactly. You kind of struck out on this one for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
But you know, that's not to say that we can't get something good.
Yeah.
And you know what? The other thing is, I think
Suicide Squad out.
August. Talked about this last week. August 4th.
That's right. But still too long away.
But last. But I think the reason they went, it's not Justice League Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah.
We can't kick Zack Snyder because this is filming in a month. We'll get him to do this one and we'll say it's a standalone Justice League.
Yep.
And if it bottoms out, we'll get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the other thinking behind, I meant to say this last week, behind instead of being Part 1, Part 2, this is just a Justice League movie. Now's another Justice League movie, but this one George Miller's going to do or whatever.
Nice.
Do you want to see Desert Future Justice League with Ultimate Injustice Superman?
Yes, because I love alternate costumes.
Yes, you do.
It's got a little Batman's got his trench coat on.
Yep. Superman wears the same costume.
Same outfit, because he's Superman. It's fine.
That's how he does
it. Probably had another thought. Oh, do they put the communion stuff back in?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Yep. Again, I like that sequence.
Yep.
But, and there's a lot of stuff where I'm like, why would you even include that?
Uh-huh.
Like, there's a bit where... there's an example.
There's a bit where Batman has to defrag his hard drive before he opens up all those superhero files.
Well, they put
it's
that
in real time. He's just clicking.
Actually, that's something that gets switched around.
Okay.
He sees them. He opens the metahuman file and goes through them all.
Okay.
And then he sends it to Wonder Woman and Wonder Woman opens her file. So he makes the reveal. I think that's right. Well, it's the other way around. I can't remember.
Okay.
But they change that.
Mm.
But there's a bits where the cops are like, they get a call and they're like, oh, you got to go check out this house because we think Batman's there or whatever. And the cops are like, oh, all right. And they're eating donuts and they're sitting down. They're watching the game. And then they get up and they're walking around. And they're like, it's pretty crazy. Like, cut that.
Yeah, right.
Like, you just have the cops arrive.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to, you know.
Was this a case of every piece of extra footage we have we're going to throw in?
It's like, I wouldn't say it's all of it, but
Is that a point? Is that the idea of that? Is that to humanize those guys before Batman beats them up?
He doesn't beat them up.
He
monkeys out of the room.
Remember,
he looks up and Batman's like
in
the corner.
Yeah.
Like a bat.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Like,
is that Batman hiding just in the light in the corner of a room?
That's Pete Holmes as Batman hiding in a sketch.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not here. Hockey bats.
Mm. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a next segment of the show.
Let's do another segment. Maybe
I'm ready.
It could be the letter segment. Still loading.
The classic one was the letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters. They're all.
I'll say the slight lateness of that one wasn't on you because someone's watching Orange is the New Black streaming in the next room.
Oh, well,
so that's
one,
that's you're okay.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
INTV.
A pass.
S4.
What?
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said INTV. Anyway.
Have you watched that?
I've watched the first episode.
All right, me too.
What do you think?
I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'll have to run out of content eventually. Then I'll go back. Well, it's fine. That's... A lot of people have said everybody's great in it, but the main character is very unlikable, but she gets less and less screen time as the series progresses.
Oh, you haven't watched any of it?
No.
Oh,
I watched the first episode.
I mean, I've watched the first episode of this season.
Oh, okay, right. Now I've watched the first episode of season 1.
Man, we're at different points in our lives, aren't we?
How's Ruby Rose as an actor?
I don't like Ruby Rose.
Yeah, that's
She seems real unpleasant.
That's what I've heard.
She's always on Twitter being like, I was bullied at school. you're 30 now. Like, just move past it, all right? We all had problems. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from Grey Matter Leaks. Yeah.
Hiya, Grey Matter Leaks.
But you know, she's always like, she'll get like an award and she'll be like, this is to all my bullies at school. Like, what are you doing? Who cares? What do you care? Wouldn't they just be like, well, we did some damage to her, didn't we? Like that she's screaming at us in an award speech 12 years after.
And then they all high five because they all still hang out.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Watching The Lion King again. The score is amazing. Would you say best animated film ever? If not, what?
No, Transformers the movie.
That is not the best animated film ever. Is. What are you talking about? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Give me another option.
The Lion King.
Nah.
Aladdin.
Nah.
Treasure Planet.
You're forgetting, are you like, oh, because it's got the they've all got great songs and whatever. I think you're forgetting the Transformers the movie has Weird Al Yankovic's Dare to Be Stupid.
It does have, and
That has a relentless soundtrack.
I was going to say, it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Okay, next time there's a Transformers movie coming out,
yes.
I'm not doing a commentary on the Michael Bay one, but I will
we'll do
a commentary on
the movie?
That.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right?
Ready to go.
You really think that's the best animated film of all
not
time?
Really.
Okay.
It's just the first one I thought of.
Sure. You know what I love?
What's that?
Road to El Dorado. It's got like, it's got like Rafe, what's his name?
One of the Fiends?
No, it doesn't. It's got the guy who directed Bloody Thor.
Taika Waititi?
No, that's Thor 3.
Oh, Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh and... Oh, my God.
Did
what
you
is
see
his
that...
name?
did you see... It was a very clickbaity headline. It was like, Taika Waititi says Thor Ragnarok is no different from any other movie or something like that.
Oh, did he?
But
is that what
no,
he really
but he didn't,
said?
He didn't actually say... He said that... Like, the implication of the headline was that he was like, who cares, whatever. It's just a movie.
No.
But what he actually said was...
Kevin Kline.
Kevin
Sorry,
Kline.
Go
okay.
on.
Yeah. What he actually said was the process of making it isn't any different from another movie.
Yeah, because he's made a lot of small budget
and
movies.
And he's just like, it's just a lot of, it's a bigger crew and everybody knows what they're doing and everybody's great.
Yeah.
So, but they're like, it says this movie's garbage.
I like how he's always on Twitter just being like, shut up.
Have you seen Hunt for the Wilder People yet?
No.
Say it's
I mean, I've heard nothing but I watched right. the other week, I watched
What We Do in the Shadows.
Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of got sick of those kind of documentary office style kind of TV shows or movies, but that was a really
that's true.
Really
I'm going to literally Google animated movies,
right?
And the first one that comes up is my favorite.
It's called The Road to El Dorado. You know what I really enjoy that are I think underrated?
What's
the
that?
Kung Fu Panda movies,
oh.
all of them.
I'm going to say Shrek. No, I'm kidding.
Some of the Shreks are good.
Are they?
Four is better than three.
Yeah. including computer animated movies.
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say The Incredibles.
I don't... I think those are two separate episodes. I don't like... I don't know. I don't
Okay,
remember.
Great.
You know, I love Iron Giant.
Yeah, okay. Iron That's a good great. One, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a real heart to it. Is Vin Diesel the Iron Giant?
He is.
Yeah. Oh, Akira.
Oh, yeah. Akira's good.
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. fair enough.
Yeah.
No, I don't like a lot of the classic Disney movies like Bambi, Snow White.
Yeah, I hate them all. I hate any of those. Even as a...
Yeah.
Were you supposed to like them as a kid?
Yeah, I didn't.
Because I hated them as a kid because it's always just, again, it's the old school Disney movies are the Game of Thrones of animated movies because they're cruel universes.
Right.
Because it's always...
But they've toned down the cruelty from the original
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, now they have. But, oh, I guess that's true. But yeah. I mean, they're just, everybody's got dead parents and they're just lost in the wilderness or in a city and they don't know where they are and everything's... And they're getting rained on and they've got big ears and everyone hates them. I'll just have some kids go on a fun adventure. That's better.
Yeah, but where's the arc? Where's the tension?
The bad guy steals some jewels.
Oh, yeah. There we go. See, Robin Hood, I really enjoy.
Yeah, okay.
Did you ever see that classic animated Robin Hood movie?
With a fox.
He's a fox?
I've seen clips of it. I've not seen the whole thing.
He's great. There's a turtle plays the... No, the chicken plays the bloody ye olde guitar.
I know a lot of people have a thing for like
I think
the animated Maid Marian and the
think
animated
that
Robin
movie
Hood.
Is responsible for a lot of furries.
Yeah, it's ruined a lot of people. Not that there's anything wrong with
love what you love, man.
Love what you love. It's
just
fine.
Don't you know barrel me up at like in a corner and bang on about it. Love
yeah.
what you love,
don't
man.
Don't yiff him, anybody. Don't
you know what?
Him.
I really like The Lion King. You
okay.
know, I watched the other day because I'd never seen it.
Yeah.
It's the one. It's set in China. It's an animated Disney movie.
Mulan,
yeah, never seen it. I watched it the other day. A lot of it's really good, but also like Eddie Murphy's like, I'm a dragon. And
it's
kind of like, are you doing a Robin Williams thing here? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's really good, but I wouldn't say it's not up there with like your Lion King.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that The Lion King, and I said this the other day, is one of the best movies ever made. like just in general.
Lion King.
Yes. And every time I see it, I like it a little bit more.
Do you like the weird sequels and midquels?
I've like only seen two, and right. I hated it, but I've heard three is actually
is
quite
that the,
good.
Which one's the Timon and Pumbaa movie?
That's three.
That's three, and it's the one where...
It's set in between.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently it's not bad.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Because I also enjoy the Aladdin sequels, but genuinely I don't like those sequels.
Yeah.
They're straight to DVD or whatever, or to VHS as they were. Any others? Anyway, that's a whole other episode.
Yeah, a lot
anyway,
of people...
you did one with Tommy Dasilo a few years back. You
we did, yeah, we just... Named a lot of things. Look, a lot of people will be like, I'm sure a lot of people will be like, hey, what about the Miyazaki anime movies? All the
I haven't seen
the bloody Spirited Away and so forth. They're all great, but there's no giant satellite laser shooting a big tentacle monster man who's got telekinetic powers, and that's Akira for you.
In any of them?
None of them. When
that's
you think about
odd,
it,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right?
This is from Sawyer John Stevens.
Ooh. Sawyer. Wait, John Stevens from Noiseworks?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says here.
Okay, great.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. By the way, if you want to contact us, that's how you do it. Your hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. You can at us in it if you want, but you don't necessarily have to. Just ask a question.
Save the characters.
Save the characters. Yeah. Just rewatched Jessica Jones. Do you guys think a person can have super strength without super durability? I am saying no. That's what he's saying.
Oh.
What are you saying? I think in real life you can. You could be strong, but you could still get shot in the head.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
We're talking super strength.
I know.
Okay.
But I'm saying it doesn't matter how much you can bench press. If you take a baseball bat to the head, you probably
not. No,
like
I'm saying
that.
You can have super strength without super durability because it's a comic book universe. And normal physics do not apply.
I guess he's saying, do you think that would be a good idea to have a character that could have that? Or do you think it's something you'd want to see in a comic? Is it realistic in a comic world?
Oh. Yeah. No, it is. Well, I mean, it's not realistic, but it's... You can have just
but
one.
You can only hit... That would place limitations on your strength if you're not durable.
No, see, but that's the thing. Like, real-world physics don't apply to comic book characters.
No.
So you can have a character who can just, you know, lift a car with one finger.
Right.
But also, you know, can cut themselves shaving. It's, you know...
But also, like, but if you're not super durable, if you lift a car with one finger, your arm would, like, break. Or
no,
your
it's not the point.
Snap off.
No. The physics, they're not the same. It's not the same thing.
But you can't be... But hit that would be durability on some level, though.
Yeah, but nah, because the physics don't apply. Just doesn't work.
So you're saying yes?
I'm saying
do
like...
Do whatever?
Yeah, I'm just saying yes to whatever. I'm saying it's dumb, but that's comic books. Ta-da!
There's a comic where Invincible loses his powers and he gets back his super strength and he hits somebody and his whole like hand explodes.
Great.
Because he hasn't got his durability back.
Did he get his regeneration back?
He doesn't have... No, because you can, we
how
can
did he
rebuild
grow his hand back?
No, you can rebuild a person in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can put you can stuff someone's intestines back in them and... Kind of regrow skin and stuff.
Okay. How long does it take?
A while.
Right.
Alan, the main character in it, one of the characters in it, just got messed up in the last comic. It's great.
How did he get his hand back then?
It was still there. It was just like busted
up.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Right. All right. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Sewing.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that makes
sense. This is from Paul, Marvel_Man.
Great.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Who gave them enough ideas for a full trilogy? And what he refers to is producer Larry Kazanoff, who said in an interview on the Tetris movie it's not what you think. This film's not what you think. It'll be a cool surprise. The film will be seen as part of a trilogy. A trilogy of Tetris movies. Four. He says the story we conceived is so big that this isn't us splitting the last one into eight movies.
What?
It's to wring blood out of a stone. It's just a big story.
Wow.
So you think splitting a Tetris movie isn't wringing blood out of a stone, but...
Wow.
He also says, no one has come remotely close to figuring out what we're doing.
Wow.
Do you think that's him? So he'll be like, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
If somebody could just take a punt in the comments section.
All right, here's the only way it could be.
Don't do it.
Oh, that's right. We can't. That's true.
Okay, fine. If you could say it, but... Copyright Nick Mason.
Actually, no, I'm not going to do
it. You're not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you off air.
Please do.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Can you write that down so in a few years when it comes
out? I'll mail it to myself.
Yeah.
And then I'll open that envelope when it comes out and I'll be like, oh.
The likelihood of Larry hearing that is second to none, but you don't want the word getting out there,
That's
do you?
That's true. I agree.
What are you doing, Larry? You seem supremely confident in this Tetris movie.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's the trick.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe you have to buy tickets to all three when you
oh, that's the truth.
You have no choice.
And it's just somebody playing Tetris on a Game Boy. All right. That's the show for this week,
though.
We
did it again.
You excited to have the show finished?
What do you mean?
Like you're happy to get out of here.
Oh, yeah, sure. But I'd be happy for it to go forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm happy to go home and put this RoboCop t-shirt on it.
You can put it on here if you want.
Nah.
You'll have to go into that secret toilet.
Oh, boy. You better not show up wearing matching RoboCop t-shirts or something.
To the next RoboCop movie?
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good happen. T-shirt. Anyway.
So.
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Weeklyplanet. Lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet.
That's the one, yeah.
Weekly Planet if you want $3 off.
Yeah.
Where can people find us?
Oh, we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail and Bandcamp, where we put up our Independence Day commentary.
We certainly did.
If you haven't seen Independence Day Resurgence,
don't worry about
we
it.
We did spoil it earlier, but watch the first one with our commentary. Have a good old time.
We'll try and get Star Trek done at some point this
great.
Week. Or next week.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod if you want to get a bloody question going.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yep.
That's one thing Chips if you want to chip in a buck. Or if you want to chip in a buck by just doing what we're going to do anyway.
By not chipping in
a buck. Yeah, we've got an Amazon affiliate link.
Yeah.
It's in the episode description. And if you're just going to buy something on Amazon anyway, just click the link, just go through the regular Amazon, and then you just pay the same price you were going to pay. And then we get a little kickback somehow.
Magic.
Magic.
We're very excited by that, aren't we?
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk. And Rackham for all our theme songs. Thank you to the listener, the Weekly Wackadoo, who gave me my new avatar on Twitter. I was going to, I'll just find him. It's like a vector art version of me. It's real good.
Someone just sent through at S E R Y V E Designs with a Z in the first S.
Yes.
It's a Weekly House Wackadoo style Game of Thrones sigil.
Oh!
But it's got all the stuff that we talk about in the show.
Oh,
it's
my
got
goodness,
goat. It's got it's an infinity gauntlet holding the world with goat,
wow.
With goat horns, and it's got all gems around it.
Wow,
that's great.
Yeah, I'm gonna find this guy. Find this guy. Where is he? Son of a bitch. Oh wait, I retweeted it. That would make sense. Oh, Sloyth. That's Sloyth on Twitter. S L O Y T H.
Let me see. Oh, that is good.
That's pretty good, right?
Looks better than you look in real life.
Oh no!
I only say
I look bad in real life. So imagine.
Oh, let's crash this parade. John Fitzrick sent an awesome fan art thing as
love
well.
It.
Check this one out.
Oh, I saw that. That's great.
Sweet
it's,
ass,
yeah,
very good. A lot of good stuff. Mm. People do good work. I should start including these at the end of videos or something. Or just putting them up on my wall just for me.
Oh, House Wacker to do. I love it. Looks great.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, so good.
All right. Nothing
that's
else?
A show. Anything else?
Through the basket list of themes. Oh, there's a new Weekly Planet animated thing. I retweeted it. Check it out. It's really
through,
funny.
At the Weekly Planet?
Yes.
Our friend Robert Collings.
He's all over it, mate.
Yeah, man.
But,
T-shirts. If you want to buy a T-shirt, they're on Redbubble. Just look up Golden Legend or Fergal Quigley.
One of them. One
yeah,
of them.
They'll have
both
some
of them. Yeah.
Some T-shirts for you.
Great stuff.
I think we did all the stuff.
Yeah, we've done it again somehow.
Oh.
Next week.
If anybody has any speculation about what's going to happen in Game of Thrones,
tell Mason. I don't care.
Let me know.
I'll forget about it. Yeah. Like,
okay, great.
Break.
What are we doing next week?
I'm just looking what's out.
Mm.
Have you seen Me Before You with Emilia Clarke?
No, I hear that's bad.
When's Ghostbusters out? I don't think it's next week.
Excited for that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'd say I'm excited. I'm interested
you're
to see.
You're
how
saying
it's
a movie you're going to see at some point.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm interested to see how it turns out.
Mm, me too.
Beyond that. And that's July 14th, so that's not next week. We'll figure it out. It's a week
we'll think
after.
Of something. It's going to be great.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions, buddy.
Let us know,
ask
yeah.
Ask us. When's Born out? Hopefully never. No, I'm sure it's
brutal.
I'm happy to see him back.
Yeah, me too. All right, that's the show.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, grab that gem, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.